This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Think you've got the chops to design a super high mileage car? You could win more than $10 million. It's the latest contest from the XPRIZE Foundation. They unveiled draft rules today at the New York Auto Show. The goal is a car that gets 100 miles or more to the gallon.
You might remember the XPRIZE from a private space venture a couple of years back. Spaceship One was the winner of that contest when it left the atmosphere twice in a week. Now the foundation is trying to shake up other areas of research. There's a contest for genomics, $10 million to the team that can map the DNA of 100 people in 10 days. And future XPRIZE topics might include education and poverty. Peter Diamandis started the XPRIZE Foundation. I asked him about this latest prize for the super efficient car.
The Ford Model T got 25 miles per gallon, and a lot of cars today get, you know, less than 18, and that's just wrong. We've been driving the same old internal combustion engine cars for the last 80 to 100 years, and it's time for a breakthrough. We believe that a large multi-million dollar prize out there for a new generation of cars that it can exceed 100 miles per gallon equivalent can bring literally a new fleet of car designs to the market.
Is there a direct route, though, from the Automotive XPRIZE to Detroit and to cars that will actually be available to consumers, or is this really more of a novelty and a theoretical thing that will cost a whole lot of money to develop and may just become, you know, a footnote?
Well, our objective is to make sure that we're not coming up with a new set of concept cars. We can go to an auto show and see a car that theoretically gets 100 miles per gallon or more, but you can't buy it. So the Automotive XPRIZE rules specifically are here and designed to drive a new generation of cars that are manufacturable, affordable, and brought into the market in the near term.
There must be untold numbers of scientists who are working on this kind of stuff all the time. Is it your feeling that if you dangle $10 million in front of them, that they may work a bit faster and figure it out faster?
You know, here's the idea. Especially in the scientific community, people are stuck in the way they approach problems. You know, it's called a stovepipe mentality. I'm fond of saying the day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. If it wasn't a crazy idea the day before, then it isn't a breakthrough. And so how do we allow for breakthroughs, especially when it comes from government-funded research? And the government, unfortunately, tends to fund the same thing that it funded the day before. And true breakthrough ideas sometimes can be embarrassing if they don't lead to positive results. So a prize basically goes out to the world and says, I don't care who you are, where you've gone to school, what you've done before. If you solve this problem, you win the money. That's the idea of a prize. It's to attract maverick thinkers across disciplines, across nation states, to solve your problem.
Mr. Diamandis, where does your passion for these prizes, where does that come from?
I've always wanted to be an astronaut since a child. That was my dream and my passion. And you know, I went to medical school and got a few engineering degrees to become an astronaut and realized that my chances of being a NASA astronaut were less than my chances of being an NBA All-Star. And I'm 5'5", so that's not an option at all. The bottom line is I gave up on NASA making it possible for me to go into space. And I read about Spirit of St. Louis, that Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic in 1927 to win a prize. And it was incredible the more I read that 16 teams spent $400,000 to win this $25,000 Ortigue Prize to fly between New York and Paris. And I said, what an efficient way to cause a breakthrough. And being this 9-year-old kid at heart who wanted to fly into space, that was the amazing opportunity to create this spaceflight prize.
That kid whom you remember who wanted to be an astronaut, would you have been watching the lunar landings?
I was born in 61 and I was watching those lunar landings. And one of the things I think about is when an XPRIZE is won, can we do it with enough visibility to stimulate that 9-year-old kid today who's going to be dreaming about faster-than-light travel or, you know, breakthroughs in nanotechnology? I want to live in a world where people do take risk, where people are dreaming about breakthroughs and believe that every problem is solvable. It may not be solvable for our level of intelligence or our technology today, but it's solvable. And the key thing is, in your mind, believing it's solvable. Once you believe it, anything is possible.
Well, Peter Diamandis, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Melissa.
Peter Diamandis is the founder of the XPRIZE Foundation. The draft rules for the automotive XPRIZE are now open to public comment for 60 days.